on today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix. When it comes to therapy, research shows the number one factor that determines whether you get better is how good your relationship is with your therapist. Whether you're struggling with anxiety or you've been battling depression for decades, talking to somebody that you trust can make all the difference. But if you struggle to find a good therapist, you're not alone. It's difficult to find the right match for you sometimes. But today's episode can help you find the best therapist for you so that you can start healing now. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. A common question that I get from listeners and readers and people who've watched my TEDx talk, The Secret of Becoming Mentally Strong, is, how do I find a good therapist? It's a really good question. And the system seems way more complicated than it should be. So today I'm going to give you a step-by-step process for finding the best therapist for you. Now, some people already know what they're looking for when they decide they want to see a therapist. They might say, I've already been diagnosed with something like borderline personality disorder, and I want to see a therapist who does DBT, a specific type of treatment. But many people have no idea what type of treatment they need or whether they even have a diagnosable mental health condition. And that's okay. You don't need to know any of that to get help. Even if you aren't looking for a therapist right now, it's good to know how to find one because there may come a day when you decide that you want therapy. Or there will likely be a day when somebody in your life says, hey, I need to talk to somebody. Can you help me find a therapist? And the absolute last thing you want to do in those moments is to be starting from scratch. You already want to know, if I need a therapist or my loved one needs one, here's what to do. I've been meaning to do an episode on this topic for a while because, like I said, I get tons of questions on it. But this week I got an email from somebody who said she's on her 5th therapist and the most recent one was trying to read her chakras with a turtle necklace. She was just looking for some coping skills. Thankfully, she said she's willing to try again because this particular therapist wasn't for her. I'll be upfront about therapists. Even though I am one, I'm not going to say that they're all good. Just like with any career, some of them are good, some are not good at their job. Some of them are burned out. Some have unmet mental health needs of their own. Some of them have substance abuse issues. Therapists are human beings, and many of them struggle with the things that make it difficult to do their jobs well. Some of them aren't trained well, and others lack skills and knowledge to do their work. So there are people who are bad at their jobs, but there are also therapists that just aren't a good match for you. The therapists themselves may have an amazing set of skills, but it just might not be that you are a good match for their approach to treatment. Or it might just be that they're not somebody you work with well. You might not even be able to put your finger on why you don't like a therapist. More often than not, it's something like they might just remind you of a mean teacher that you had in the 3rd grade. Or maybe they sound a little bit like a relative that you don't particularly enjoy. There's also the idea that maybe you find them attractive and you're so distracted during your appointments, it just doesn't make it productive. There are lots of reasons why somebody might not be a good match for you. And that match is important. They've done research on this, and they looked at what type of therapy leads to the most progress. And you know what they discovered? They found that it actually didn't matter what type of treatment the therapist used. What mattered was how good of a relationship the therapist and the client had. The number one indicator of how likely you are to get better from treatment depends on how much you trust and respect your therapist. So finding somebody that you want to talk to and somebody who listens and understands is the most crucial component when it comes to finding the best therapist for you. So my first recommendation is to consider, what type of person do you think you could be most comfortable talking to? Do you want an older person who reminds you a bit of your mom? Do you think you'd be more comfortable speaking to somebody who's about the same age? Do you want somebody who's the same religion? Or maybe you want somebody with a different religious background, somebody of the same race or of a different sex. When you're picking a therapist, you don't have to be politically correct. We actually encourage clients to pick someone that they think they can talk to the most and who they are most likely to trust. Now, on average, most therapists in the U.S. right now are 45-year-old white women, statistically speaking. So if you were to call a mental health agency and you say, hey, can I see the first person who has a therapy appointment available? That might be who you see. If you want somebody different from that, you might have to get a little more specific. And don't worry if you don't really have a profile in mind with somebody that you think you're going to work best with. The best therapist I actually ever had is a man who is clear on his website that he's a gay Latin man. I don't think I would have specifically ever called a mental health agency asking for somebody that fit his profile, but it works. On the surface, I wouldn't have thought that we had a lot in common or that I could really relate to him. But ultimately, he's been one of the best therapists I've ever had. So that's the first step. Think about whether there's a profile in your head of somebody you'd most want to talk to, or maybe just the kind of person you don't want to talk to. And we can start there. And if you don't have a strong preference, that's okay too. If you just call a mental health agency, tell them a little bit about what you want to deal with, like, hey, I'm struggling with stress, or I have depression, they might be able to match you with the person that they think that you could work best with. Next, you want to think about whether you have insurance. And if you have insurance, do you want to use your insurance? If you decide to go through insurance, obviously give them a call, find out what the rules are, if they have preferences on who you see or what they cover. But if you don't have insurance or you don't want to use your insurance, you're probably going to have even more options. Now, there are pros and cons to using your insurance. If you go through your insurance company, you'll probably get a mental health diagnosis like depression or ADHD. Those conditions can affect you the same way a physical health diagnosis can impact you. It will count as a pre-existing condition. That means it may affect your ability to get insurance down the road or even life insurance, or it might affect your military service. I share that with you just as a precaution so that you know that if you pay out of pocket, you can usually ask the therapist up front, are you going to give me a diagnosis? They may not. It's usually an insurance issue that causes therapists to have to give you a mental health diagnosis. The third thing to consider is, do you want to see somebody in person or online? There are also pros and cons to that. If you go with a big online therapy company, you might be able to just message a therapist during the day, or you could do video chats or online chats, or maybe even phone calls, depending on the company. Some people like that better. Like, hey, I just message my therapist all day, every day, but I don't have to be in front of a camera. Other people say, you know, I don't feel comfortable unless I'm talking to somebody face to face. So think about that. Now, a few years ago, I personally tested all the big online therapy websites, sort of like a mystery shopper. It was for a project I was working on with another company. And I found that not all online therapy sites are created equal. Some of them have systems in place so you can email your therapist. Other sites are more like a video chat for a one-time meeting, sort of like you might talk to an online doctor on an app these days, just to ask a question or to get a prescription. That can be helpful too. If you just say, hey, I just want to run this mental health issue past somebody to get some feedback, that could work. Now, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you probably have realized that we're sponsored by BetterHelp, which is one of the most popular online therapy sites. I tested their site for myself long before they became a sponsor of the show. And one of the cool things about them is they will match you to a therapist. You don't have to pick. Instead, you enter some information about yourself And then they do the work based on their computer algorithm to match you with the therapist they think you'll work best with. Some people appreciate that. If you want to try BetterHelp, we can give you 10% off just for being a mentally stronger listener. Just go to betterhelp.com/mentallystrong and you get 10% off your first month. We always link to them in the show notes when they sponsor our show. But you don't necessarily have to go with the big online therapy sites just because you want online therapy. There might be a therapist in your town who does a mixture of video appointments and in-person appointments. Or there might be somebody who lives in your state who happens to see people via video chat too. Let's pause right here to get a word from our sponsor. Coming up, I'll tell you more about what you can do to find the right therapist for you. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit a million dollars stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, we're back. One of the pros of online therapy is it's great for people who live in rural areas where there aren't a lot of therapists to choose from or there are really long waiting lists. There was a time when I was a therapist in rural Maine and pretty much the only other therapist in the area happened to be my sister. So you were stuck with one of us. But for people who had special circumstances or specific needs, or we were already seeing several members of the family, it became more complicated. So if you have something specific, like an eating disorder, you might be best served by seeing somebody who specializes in that. So you can do some research online. If you decide to go the online route, check out the different therapy sites to see which one you think meets your needs best. A lot of them have a monthly subscription fee. Some of them take insurance, some don't. And if you want to see somebody in your community, there's several things you can do. You could start by asking your physician, do they have a therapist that they would recommend? I'll be honest though, a lot of physicians don't know who to refer people to, or they might just give you the generic phone number of a local community mental health center. Another good place to turn is your friends and family. Some of them may have a therapist that they recommend. If they see a therapist and it's not okay for you to see the same therapist, like let's say your sister has a therapist and it would be weird to see the same person, that therapist could still recommend somebody for you. You could ask your sister to say, hey, ask your therapist if they have somebody that they would recommend for me. You can also try online directories. Psychology Today has one of the best online directories that give you a bio. You can see the picture of the therapist, find out what insurance they take, and what treatment methods that they use. Another great strategy is ZocDoc. Full transparency, they sponsor our show, but I used them a long time before they became the sponsor as well. Basically, you go to ZocDoc.com. It can be an app or a website. Put in what you're looking for, like therapy, psychiatry, podiatrists, they do doctors too. And it will give you a list of people in your community. You can see their star ratings and see how other people have reviewed them. Speaking of psychiatry, sometimes people say, how do I know if I need medication? Should I start with a psychiatrist or see a therapist? A good place to start is by seeing a therapist. You can ask the therapist, do you think that my sleep issues will get better with treatment? Should I try medication for my depression? You don't have to know this and you don't have to go into it with a plan, but a therapist can tell you if they think medication is right for you. Now, While therapists don't prescribe medication, they can refer you to a psychiatrist, or they could talk to your doctor about medication as an option and help you figure out which treatment is best for you. Keep in mind, a lot of people don't want to take medication, and even if it's recommended, you don't have to take it. So don't avoid getting help simply because you don't want to take medication. Most mental health issues can also benefit from talk therapy. Now, when you start your search, you're going to find that there are lots of different credentials and initials after a therapist's name. My initials happen to be LCSW, as in Licensed Clinical Social Worker. Other people have different initials, and that can feel confusing and overwhelming. But I'm going to tell you this. The credentials actually don't matter that much. It just means that they have a different degree. But as long as it's a licensed therapist who has a master's degree and several years of training, then the actual initials probably don't matter that much. My only caution there is don't go for a life coach, as life coaches don't have regulating boards or licensure requirements. Not to say life coaches don't have a place, but they don't have the expertise to treat mental health issues. Finally, most therapists will do a 15-minute phone call for free. This is your chance to ask questions like, what sort of treatment do you use? How would you treat someone who's experiencing an issue like mine? How long do you typically see patients? Like 4 weeks or 4 years? That phone call can help you figure out, is this somebody I think I could talk to? Do I feel like they heard me? Do they listen? Do I like what they have to say? Now, if you start with a therapist and it's not a good match, you can always change. Therapy relationships, though, often play out the same way our relationships in real life do. So if you're somebody who tends to ghost people after a while, I'm going to bet there's a good chance you're going to ghost your therapist. So it's good to talk to your therapist if you have a concern. Decide, all right, I'm not going to treat my therapist like I do my other relationships. This is my opportunity to work through problems. So be upfront with your therapist. If it's a good therapist, they're not going to be angry or offended. Trust me, we understand that we're not a good match for everyone. But you could say, hey, I feel like I might work better with somebody else, or I'm struggling with this. Or if there's a specific problem, like, I don't feel like you're understanding me, or I don't feel like you listen, have that conversation too. Be brave. It takes courage, but it could be one of the best things you could do. And if you like my show and you like the content we talk about here, you might like a cognitive behavioral therapist. I know I said the type of therapist doesn't always matter, but cognitive behavioral therapy is about teaching people coping skills. So if you like the stuff we talk about, you might try a cognitive behavioral therapist, but it's not the only kind of therapy out there. You can do some research on figuring out what type of treatment you want as well, but again, I would worry less about the type of treatment and more about the relationship with the therapist. So those are some strategies that can help you find the best therapist for you. If you struggled to do so far, just know that you're not alone. Again, the system can be confusing and it can be kind of complicated, but I hope that you keep trying. There are tons of good therapists out there, and while they have slightly different approaches to treatment, finding the best one for you could make all the difference in helping you feel your best. Thank you for listening to Mentally Stronger and for hanging out with me today. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite platform so that we can deliver mental strength tips to you every single week. And if you want even more strategies for building mental strength, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium by clicking on the link in the show notes. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who's the reason I get to say that we have 16 Grammys between the two of us, Nick Valentine.